Yes.
Hi.
I'm Mike.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I meet Mike at his office at Pacific Galleries in SoDo. And almost immediately, Mike explains that part of being successful at estate sales and garage sales is luck. You can game things a little by picking sales in wealthier neighborhoods and getting there really early. Having a focused shopping partner helps too. But mostly, Mike describes picking which sales to go to as a process of divination.
It was tricky. We'd stake our weekend on the very first sale on Friday morning, and if that didn't work out and we'd shopped all day, we'd do garage sales later. One of us would sit in the truck and keep it running, and the other one would hop out of the truck and run up to the garage sale, look around, and either give the park or let's go sign. Hop back in the truck and then go on to the next one. If the estate sales didn't produce anything and the garage sales didn't produce anything, then we go to thrift stores.
That sounds exhausting. That just sounds exhausting, frankly.
It's also like gambling. It's an adrenaline rush. You go in, you have no idea where the things are going to be. So it's a treasure hunt. It's you know, you've gambled your weekend on it, and you can make a killing.
So how do you work in those environments?
Well, I have secrets, tips. And they are go to the patio. If you get in and you're in a hurry and you have everyone rushing around you, go to the patio, go to the garage, and go to the cellar. If I had to chart everything that I've found that's been amazing, terrific, it's been in the patio, in the garage, or in the cellar.
So you're talking about heading to less accessible places in a home if you're at an estate sale.
Yeah.
But it's something like a garage sale or a yard sale. You're presumably dealing with a curated selection of stuff, right? So do those tips apply in a garage or yard sale situation?
You know, I have to say that you have to do what's most efficient there. If you're driven to get the most bang for your buck, you're going to have to hit as many sales as you can, and you might not give them the justice they deserve if you see kids' toys and clothes on tables in the front yard. There were pickers back in the day that used to always do this thing, notorious. They would show up the day before if the address was published, knock on the door, or the night before, knock on the door and say they had a funeral the next day. They had some obligation, and they wondered if they could just come look through. Even though apparently they were grief-stricken, they still wanted to come look through the things. And some people would let them get away with that. Occasionally, they would still show up the next day for the sale. So,
that's not a suggestion. That's just an anecdote you're sharing.
Okay. Don't do that.
But a good tip might be, don't judge a garage sale by its cover. Don't judge merely by what you see on that front table that's
right
closest to the street when you drive by.
Well, people really don't know what the value is. Even with the internet now, they don't really know what the value is of their things. One of the things that is not the best advice, but I've always lived by, is buy something that you like yourself, even if the intention is to resell it, because you might be stuck with it for a long time. For instance, I collect first editions. And, you know, major authors, though, you have to admit these things were published in great quantities. But when I find one, I still feel like I found the Holy Grail. So I went to a yard sale, and there was nothing there. It was, you know, kids' toys and folded clothes, but books. And if all else fails, I'll go to the books. And I found a first edition Virginia Woolf, who I love, and was very, very happy to find that, even though there's hundreds of thousands of them out there. So
that's sort of a nice thing to reflect on, is that monetary value may not necessarily be there, but if it's a value to you, then it's a value.
And the adrenaline rush was worth it. It was like paying to go to Six Flags and get on the biggest roller coaster to find that Virginia Woolf in a dusty shelf in a garage sale.